This is Preps Casey's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps Casey's Football Friday Night is also brought to you by Remax, KFC, Belfonte Ice Cream and Dairy Foods Company, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Here's your host, Dion Clisso, and the coach, Harold Wamsgans.
Welcome to week two of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And coach, couldn't get through a week without any weather. That's what happens when you play in the middle of August. But a good week of football all around, and some surprises here or there, but some really good performances, too.
During the last couple of years, we've had several weather things, so everybody's pretty well prepared.
They got the weather drilled down. I did hear that maybe at some schools there were some ADs that had some expletives when they saw some lightning. And they just, like, we can't win for losing. Some games didn't get started until 8:30, so it was a late night.
You know what? When I was coming back into the stadium last week, I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about, you know what, if this is going to happen, week one's a good week because the kids are still kind of in. If you're not very good and it's week four and you went out once and warmed up and you went back in and you're delayed and you're talking to them, they're not listening. They're just glazed over.
I think that, like, I don't know if it was week one last year. It was maybe week two. Center went down to Nevada, and they got locked in a thunderstorm. They just played first half and called it good. I think Center was up by three or four touchdowns, and Nevada was probably like, yeah, let's just call it. Let's be done here. And I think, you know, especially when you're taking a two-hour drive, it's the, you know, what do you want to do? Monette in California were playing until 1 o'clock in the morning last week. So, you know, it's bad enough you got to be in either Monette or California, and then they have to be there at a football game until 1 o'clock in the morning. So I think I just lost all of our listenership in Monette in California, probably. But it is week two. We still have no Kansas this week. But let's go ahead and give you a rundown of our show. That doesn't mean we're not going to talk about Kansas, because this is our Kansas hour here in hour one. Our next segment, we're going to be joined by our own Mike Leveri. Talk a little bit more about EKL and some things like that. That's kind of nice, Coach. When you don't have games, you can kind of just explore some topics, and Kansas gets 2 weeks of that.
Yeah, and they've got some topics to discuss. It's great.
Yeah, and there's some great stuff that we're going to talk about later with Ryan Wallace, also in our Kansas Hour. Okay, our third segment in the Kansas Hour, we're going to have Turner coach Julian Parks and Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. And Julian Parks, you know, he's not new to Turner. He went to high school there, and he's been assistant coach for a long time, and now he's taken over the program from Jeremy Milne, and I think he's a great match for that school.
I think it's perfect, and I think it's awesome that he played there and he's coached there, and he knows what the climate of Turner High School is.
And then you talk about Andy Sims, man, fourth year there now, I think, really got Blue Valley North turned around. They went from, you know, having seven freshmen out to having a team that's competing in 6A and competing in the EKL, and that's something that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think anybody believed could happen.
You know what? He has a great enthusiasm for the game, and that enthusiasm is contagious to their players.
We'll close out the hour talking with our own Ryan Wallace. Talk about some conference realignment that's coming in Kansas. Not till next year, but it's always good to kind of keep in mind where some of these teams will be playing next year when they're playing this year, when they're going up against each other. Our second hour is going to be our Missouri hour. We'll go ahead and tell you about our Remax Big Three games of the week. And, Coach, we've got some great ones this week. We had good ones last week. We got some great ones this week. And looking forward to those Kansas games next week. Belton at Liberty, opening up that stadium up in Liberty. Belton played really well against Ray Peck. And I think that, you know, if you're Liberty, you know this is a good football team.
I'm not sure. Did you feel last week there were any real significant upsets? Or, I mean, there were some things that were kind of surprising, but not. I didn't really see a great big upset.
No, I didn't either. I mean, Belton leading at halftime was as close as I think we came. We saw some games that we thought would be closer. Lee Summit West, Blue Springs South, Staley, Liberty North, I think we thought would be closer. That were a little bit more blowouts. But I think there was very few upsets. There were some really good performances, and we'll talk more about that as we lead off the Missouri Hour. But another Remax Big Three game, Kearney at Raytown South.
I can tell you that that's where I'm going to be tonight. That's going to be a great football game. Two teams that this is a test for both of them.
Yeah, Kearney lost the first week to Fort Osage. We knew Fort Osage was going to be better, and that's not a shocker there. But if Kearney doesn't win this week, it'll be the first time they lost back-to-back games since 2004 to start a season. They've lost back-to-back games before, but to start a season going 0-2, since 2004. Coach, did you ever have a streak like that where you didn't lose the first two games for 13 years?
No, I don't believe that. And it probably had to do with scheduling.
Scheduling, yes. It was more of a scheduling issue. Yes, yes, no doubt about that. Well, our other RE/MAX Big 3 game is a game I'm sure if you even thought about high school football, you're talking about it. It's Blue Springs and Lee Summit West. And both those teams were as impressive as anything. Lee Summit West, big win over Blue Springs South. Phillip Brooks had a huge night. Blue Springs, Cade Musser had a big night for them. Chase Donahoe had a big night. They pound Lee Summit. Both of them very impressive in week one.
You know what? When Tua Days started 3 weeks ago, I didn't really look at this game tonight as going to be in this big of a game. But Lee Summit West got my attention last week against Blue Springs South.
Well, there were some questions coming in on Lee Summit West, and one of them was, you know, they had to replace so many starters. We knew they had some athletes that were special and were as good as anybody's, if not better than a lot of teams in the Metro. But they had some guys step up who hadn't been in that Friday night experience before and play really well. You were there at that game.
They proved how important a team really is. Their team stepped up last week.
Oh, yeah.
Not only their superstar, but their team stepped up.
Offensive line, new quarterbacks, the whole deal. I mean, it was a lot of different places that stepped up for them in that game. Okay, also in our Missouri hour, we're going to talk with Liberty coach Chad Fergon, our own Cole Young, who's going to be at Blue Springs and Lee Summit, Raytown South coach Nick Adkins, and our own S.J. Munoz, and we'll follow it up with Nick McCabe and do our Belfonte picks with the pros. Well, Coach, you know, as we get ready here with another week for Kansas, you know, you were used to the 1 week lag when you coached in Kansas, but now there's a 2 week lag. Was it tough to sit there and watch wait a week, or would it be or is it not that bad? But 2 weeks has probably got to be a real tough spot.
You know what? We kind of lived in a sheltered idea. We didn't really know what was going on, and so we just kind of took care of our business and probably didn't realize that Missouri was starting a week or 2 weeks earlier. Because you know what? At that time, there wasn't a Kansas-Missouri All-Star game. There was not the greater Kansas City Football Coach Association. You really. That was just they were in another state.
Huh, that's kind of funny. But then you came over to Lee Summit. Was that your first year? Like, hey, we're starting now. Was that kind of a rude awakening for you?
That was. Although I have to take that back about Shawnee Mission West, but we didn't really notice it. But we would always play Oak Park and Rockers. But you just didn't notice that as much because everybody really didn't have as much summer activity, so there wasn't.
You didn't feel like you were that far ahead or behind,
right,
that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's interesting because you're seeing a little bit more coaches who've been on both sides of the state line, but it's still kind of bunkered. I mean, and part of that has to do with if you're a teacher in your retirement system, you stay on one side, but a lot of guys are retiring and going over to the other side of the state line. Greg Oda retired at Blue Springs. He's an assistant coach at Mill Valley. And some head coaches, you know, Craig Lewis coached at Truman and was assistant coach at Staley when they won state title, and now he's over at Olathe South. So we're seeing some guys cross over a little more. Jeff Gurley came from Belton and won a state title, you know, took Belton to a state championship game and then won a state title at Olathe South. So there's a little bit more of that crossover going on.
I think there are a lot of people who'd like to have Jeff Myers and Greg Oder on their coaching staff, and you hear their names being thrown out at several locations.
Yeah, and Jeff Myers, the former Olathe East coach, was there from the beginning of the school for 20 years, is now at William Chrisman, and, you know, they got a good win last week over Oak Park, a closer win than I think some people would thought, but it sounds like maybe Oak Park's a little better than they were.
Well, you commented last week that you thought the William Chrisman coaching staff was extremely good. You know, they have a new head coach, but they'll be all right.
Yeah, it's you know, when you see that crossover coaching, and it's one of those things, and I'll tell a quick little story. Coaching at Blue Valley West, Scott Wright was there, and he was getting close to retirement, and, you know, they're the Jaguars, and I was joking with him one night. I was like, well, Greg Oder's getting ready to retire, so why don't you guys just trade jobs? And Scott Wright's like, I'll come over and do that if Greg wants to. That would have been funny to see those two guys just switch. They had to change their colors up. They both went and coached in the Jaguars and both won state titles. That would have been a really funny thing to see if them switch up like that. Would you ever do that, just switch a job with somebody?
If it was the right switch.
Yeah, I think that definitely both of them probably would have stepped over and done that, but that's funny to see coaches change sides. For you, how hard was it?
It was easy. It was kind of one of those things. My family, it was a good time for my family to make a move, and so everything really went smoothly, and we went to a one high school district. Didn't last very long, but there was a one high school district.
Yeah, you were there when they went into two high schools. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by our own Mike Liberi. Listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
race in to the 5th annual McCarthy 2000, going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey, guys.
Daddy! Today, I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, Cheese fans. This is Clark Hine. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Race in to the 5th annual McCarthy 2000, going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the McCarthy Auto Group. Every year, they give 23 $1,000 scholarships to help scholar athletes attend the school of their choice. And, coach, it's a great program. They also have the Riddell Insight program that they've donated to some schools. We're going to talk more about that as the season goes on. And they have a grant that they do at the end of the year for a contest to help them with Riddell Insight. And there's a great video that Spectrum Sports did where they interviewed Center and talked about how they won the contest last year. And the kid that wrote the letter in to help get this Riddell Insight that was paid for by the McCarthy Auto Group did it so that because he had suffered a concussion and he wanted to help his teammates not have to deal with that again. It's a great story, and you know, all that's because of the McCarthy Auto Group.
And just think what they do for high school football, and they do that for so many other groups.
Yes,
we're
a very small part of what the McCarthy Auto Group does in terms of community service and things like that, and we're very happy to have them as a sponsor. Let's get back into the football and bring in our own Mike Leveri. And Mike, I know we talked last week, and not much has changed in Kansas since we talked last week. You did get to see a game last week, those Staley and Liberty North, that got done, I don't know, what's 2-3 o'clock in the morning by the time you got done there? It was a 8:30 start. I just want to talk to you real quick. We're in the Kansas Hour, but what was the atmosphere like, even with the storms that that pushed it back? I know you got a great video that we're going to put up this week of them walking into the stadium, and that was a great look. And I haven't got that up yet, but we're going to get that up this week. And what was it like just to be there and the first time they've ever played a home game?
Yeah, the atmosphere was fantastic. You know, it had a state championship feel to it in terms of just the amount of energy. storms rolled through and they moved all the students into the gym, and I don't know what happened, but they weren't allowing students in, but students were lined up at the gate. They were itching to get into that stadium. So, you know, they were excited. They wanted that game to start. And then the national anthem was sung by a choir director from Staley and a choir director from Liberty North, and they dropped the mics and they had the entire crowd singing the national anthem. It was pretty chilling, but fantastic atmosphere. And the, you know, from the opening kickoff to the last play, it was pretty juiced, which you know, is kind of rare for a game when the home team is losing by 20 points for the majority of it, but you would never have guessed that.
Very briefly, was Staley impressive?
Oh, they were so impressive. You know, I think they're extremely hungry for a successful season, especially after how their season ended last year to Vianney. So, you know, they don't have the Simone winner and Julian Ross anymore, but that team is loaded, and they'll probably get back to the semifinals, if not make it to the state championship game, in my opinion.
Yeah, they look in what is starting to look like a pretty deep Class 5 in the Kansas City Metro. Fort Osage got the win against Kearney. Liberty looks pretty good. I think that Liberty North team will be better by the end of the year. I mean, Staley does right now look as the top dog, but it's going to be a fun season. Well, let's go ahead and jump back over to the Kansas side. And we've got an interview with Blue Valley North's Andy Sims coming up a little later. And that's a team that could finish in fifth place and be in the semifinals or maybe even the 6A state championship game. That just shows the depth of the EKL, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. The EKL, I say year in and year out, it is the best league in the state. Hands down. Topeka might be second, but the EKL is absolutely loaded. When you look at Miege, Aquinas, Blue Valley North, Mill Valley, it is absolutely loaded.
What does everybody seem to think about Miege this year? I know I had an opportunity to see them twice last year, and I thought they could play with anybody at any size school. What's the word on Miege preseason as we are a week away from a first game?
I think it's status quo. I think it's, hey, Miege is the favorite to win 4A. Carter Putz is back, and I talked about this in my column, and it's not really a bold prediction by any means, but he should break Will Schneider's career passing yard record. He's about 2,600 yards shy of that, and he's 7 touchdowns shy of the career record there, so he should have that easily by week 3 or 4. At the latest, but as long as Carter's under center and healthy, that team, the sky's the limit for them.
Yeah, and I saw them early in practice this year, and the one thing, they don't have Jafar Armstrong or Landry Weber, so that's going to be a change, but they've got 3 or 4 good guys and a couple good tailbacks as well, so I think he's going to have plenty of weapons to get the ball to.
Their tailbacks are young, right?
Yeah, their tailbacks. I think one of them is a sophomore and the other one's a junior. Yeah they've got really good tailbacks. Well, we talk about Miege, and I think a lot of people like Aquinas as well, but the bottom of the league is interesting to me because Blue Valley West should be better. Blue Valley Southwest graduated some good players, but they've got a junior quarterback who's back. You look at those teams, and I would think Gardner might be a little better. I don't, they may take a beating just because they're at the bottom. But, I mean, the bottom of the league is, in my mind, what makes it. I mean, yeah, the top five are tough, but the bottom five are not bad. They're not poorly coached. I mean, those are good teams.
No, and I think if you take any of those bottom five and move them into the Sunflower League, I think they're middle of the Sunflower League, and that just shows you how deep it is. I mean, Gardner next year is obviously going to have that advantage, I think, of going to the Sunflower League, and they should be instantaneous contenders there. Obviously, that's still going to be a Shawnee Mission East restate league, in my opinion, but Gardner should contend next year and for years to come in the Sunflower League. But Will Eldridge, he's a junior quarterback for Southwest. I think with a year of starting experience under his belt, I think he's ready to lead. And obviously, they got that big win against Aquinas last year, so I think they can ride that momentum and improve upon last season.
Yeah, I think that those teams, like I said, I saw Blue Valley West last year, and Josh Korkenmeyer took over, and I think that gave that program energy. Anthony Orrick is a good football coach at Blue Valley Southwest, and you saw them get the big upset last year late in the season. So it's definitely going to be interesting. But the question is, how do the teams at the top, is you as how you play against the teams in the bottom. Because if you think you're going to take a week off, that's where you're in. You know, your bad game's going to come, because you go to Blue Valley Southwest and you think, hey, this is a game we should win, and you're not focused, you could be tripped up really quick.
Well, and that's what happened with Aquinas last year. You know, I think they were maybe a little overly confident, thinking, hey, this is a cupcake. They have no wins. They, they're not as good as you know, we think they are. And obviously that hurts them when it comes playoff time for their seeding. So it's none of these teams can be taken lightly, despite what the record shows. I think it's safe to say, you know, there's a reason why they play the games.
Sometimes we all forget that those players are 16, 17, and 18 years of age, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, you never know what's going through a teenager's head.
Well, hey, it's going to be a great year. You don't have a game this week, but we got some Kansas games coming up and looking forward to. You got a great column up right now, and you kind of lay it on the line for people and what you think is going to happen, which is always fun this time of year. And looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Well, Coach, his column is great, and he talks a lot of great things that he thinks is going to happen. And, predictions are a dicey business. I mean, as we'll find out when we do picks later on, because I didn't do very well last week. I hadn't even looked at it since then. I knew where I went down in flames. But, it seems like with the EKL, though, you can throw Miege and Blue Valley at the top and then figure out the rest after that. There's a lot of people who think St. Thomas Aquinas is going to take that step this year. There's Mill Valley as well, who's been a part of it the last year as well. But Blue Valley North's a team. We're going to talk with Andy Sims up here in a little bit. That's a team with a good quarterback, some key players that has experience, and they're going to be a lot of fun to watch.
You know what? And I think there are advantages and there are disadvantages to being a big conference. The EKL is a big conference, has lots of schools in it. The Sunflower League is a big conference, lots of schools in it, so that they kind of stay within the conference all year long. And I kind of think that's a disadvantage. Having been on both sides, I think it's awesome the way the Suburban Conference is divided up, and they can play their conference games and they can play other people in the other conferences.
Yeah, and the scheduling over the next few years will be interesting, because the EKL is going to have 9. They're all going to that 4A, 5A, and 6A are all going to the same thing. So hypothetically, they could have never left their conference. Well, they decided not to do that, so they're going to do something similar to what the Sunflower League does. Not play everybody, but have a certain amount of games count towards the conference championship. Now, unless you're in divisions and you play a championship game, there's really no way to really make that equal. It's kind of a luck of the draw in some of that stuff. And, the Suburban Conference, but at the same time, you were in the Suburban Conference when it got to 8 teams. That was kind of, you were locked in your conference almost for all that, especially with the district situation. You could be, locked into that all the time.
And it changed all every 2 years because of the district assignments. So you didn't know. But I just think, the Shawnee Mission schools would benefit from being able to play more games outside of the conference.
Yeah, I think that the Suburban Conference has got to be careful, because next year they'll be going 3-7s and a 6. As they go a little bit bigger when they bring in Smithville and Grain Valley. They're getting closer to that big, where they're getting locked into scheduling and it changes things. But I think that I think 6 is a great number, especially if you're only playing 8 or 9 regular season games and you're not locked into district. 6 is such a great number, because you got 5 and you can play 4 extra games or 3 extra games, and it's really a nice number. 7's still in that business, but when you get to 8, 9, 10, you got to do what the Sunflower League has done, and that's break into little pods as they're doing it.
And when you think about prestige of your conference, I think the EKL would benefit immensely from playing Rockhurst or Blue Springs. The prestige factor. Plus, it makes your team better.
Yeah, and I think that's what I've said all along, that the Sunflower Suburban Showdown would have been a great, MOCAN showdown with EKL in there. There's some teams, DeSoto is playing Nevada, which is, not really in the Kansas City Metro, and they're going to actually go kind of back down south again after being in the West Central the last few years. Stepping across the state line, Harrisonville went to Pittsburgh, is going to Pittsburgh this year, and they played Pittsburgh, Kansas last year. So those are good things, and Harrisonville has done that before. They played some good teams across the state line. They played Hazelwood West from St. Louis. Back when their conference, they have 5 teams, 5 games in their conference. So they have 4 non-con games they can go out and do. And I think that's a real big benefit. If you've got three or four non-con games, you can really build your schedule. Now, the other thing that's going to be interesting in Missouri is, and I'm not sure when this is going to get implemented, but they're talking about reclassification every year now. So I don't know if they're going to be doing two-year cycles with the scheduling. That's, you know, that might be a have a Brandon Hart or somebody like that in here, or Bob Glasgow, who helps run the league, to come in and talk about how those things are going to happen once they get to that 1 year reclassification every single year.
I know at one time in the Suburban Conference when we had our schedule meetings, the athletic directors and the head football coaches used to go to that meeting and have input, and they decided that there was way too much input, and so they started leaving out the head coaches. We didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, a little too much input there. You get a lot, too many cooks spoil the broth, is that what they say?
I think so.
Yeah, well, the Suburban Conference, been about 10, 12 years ago, really kind of did a good job of getting there, because there was a stretch there where Blue Springs couldn't get games, and they were paying Washington High School, I think it was, from St. Louis to come over, and they were up 60-0 at halftime, and you know, that's tough. I mean, you don't want your big class teams not having anybody able to play. Well, that's kind of a subject for another time, and then we'll talk about that at another time. It's a good one to have. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more Kansas football with Turner coach Julian Parks and Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000, going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissan, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good, it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000, going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissan, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans, and a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Powerade, the sponsor of the Powerade Mom of the Week. And here in a couple weeks, we're going to open that contest. Send us your nominations to my email address, which is dion at PrepsKC.com. Tell us a mom on your team that does great things, and if they win the Mom of the Week, it'll be $500 towards your booster club. Great sponsor, Powerade, sponsoring the Powerade Mom of the Week. Well, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in from Turner High School, new coach Julian Parkson. Coach, I call you a new coach, but you've been around Turner so long, and I mean, you are kind of Turner, that I always hesitate when someone's been a longtime assistant and you went there and to call you a new coach. But you've stepped into the head coaching role. How exciting is this for you to be leading this program?
It's pretty exciting. I mean, I grew up here. I know the community. You get to coach some of the kids of the kids that you went to school with. So it's great giving back to those who gave to me. So.
Coach, for just a few minutes, talk about your senior class in 2017, what they bring to the table next week when you guys open.
We got a good group of seniors led by Jalen Harley and Matt Hook. Not a ton of them, but great experience coming in, especially from those guys that bring a lot to the table for us. Jalen's been a two-year starter for us at quarterback. Matt Hook has been a two-year starter for us at linebacker. And then we got a couple other great seniors that have contributed the last couple of years with us, but those are our two of our captains. We got Jordan Goff, who's also been a two-year D lineman for us. That's, you know, just a great group of kids that have stayed with the program and trusted the process even through a couple of transitions. So,
well, you guys had a pretty solid year last year. It looked like you were taking some steps forward. You've got the seniors in some good key spots. Like you said, you don't have a lot of them, but they sound like they're in some good spots. How excited is this group to be ready to get out and get play some football going here?
I think they're pretty excited. They've been busting their tails since this summer to get to where they need to be at. We, of course, like a couple more weeks, as any coach would about this time, but they're pretty excited for the changes that are coming and the steps that we have made to continue to try to build this program.
Coach, as you get ready next week for that first game, which of your position groups do you feel most confident in that you guys can hang your hat on through four quarters?
Our linebacker core is pretty experienced and our D-line, so we're trusting with them to stop the run and supply us with some good defensive stops that puts us in great position for our offense. And of course we have Jalen Harley and Jalen Richardson at quarterback and running back that gives us some offensive star power there. So we're pretty excited about those key areas. And then we got a couple guys coming back at O-line that can do some things for us.
Well, Coach, some people, if they don't know you and haven't been out at your practices, the one thing I always have seen and when we were doing the Spectrum special, they had a great video on you. You're really a high-energy guy in practice. What type of things are you trying to get across to your kids by showing that level of energy? And it's been a few years since I was at practice, and I was out there, and I saw, and I knew exactly who you were because you brought so much energy. What kind of things are you trying to get across by bringing that energy level up?
We preach tempo, tempo, tempo. If you talk to any of our kids, I mean, it's the word of the day every day is tempo. Wherever we go fast. That's just how I played. I wasn't the greatest of athletes in college, but I got my starting position because of tempo and always doing things 100%. And so we just preach tempo, tempo, tempo. If you do it wrong 100%. We can coach you up on those mental things, but if you're going slow, it's hard to coach up that speed if you're practicing at a slow speed.
I think it's a game of enthusiasm, and I think enthusiasm is easy to catch if there's good role models around, and that's obviously what you present to your team.
Yeah, Coach, it's going to be a fun year, and we appreciate you taking time with us, and good luck, and it's exciting to have you leading Turner, and I think it's going to be a great marriage. But like I said, you're not really new to me. It's you've been there for a while, so going to be fun to see you leading the program.
Thank you, guys, and I appreciate everything you guys do for high school football.
Well, Coach Walms, Coach Parks over there at Turner, high-energy guy. He's a Turner guy. Really excited about what he can do with that program.
I think he needs to be excited. Those kids want to win.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that program does going forward. Well, let's go ahead and talk to one of our other coaches from the Kansas side. They still have another week to go as well, but Andy Sims from Blue Valley North. And, Coach, you're finishing up that second week of practice. Of course, we all know summer's a lot more going on, and this is kind of just a fine-tuning, getting ready. But what do you like about your football team right now?
Well, they're a great group group of young men. This is a senior class that I've been with since their freshman year, so we know each other pretty well at this point, and you know, that's there's a lot to be said for that as far as coaches, because you kind of know what a kid can and cannot do, and so there's not a lot of surprises in that regard. And they're excited, they're eager, they're ready to get the season going.
Coach, how significant has it been in 2017 for the fact that you guys had the great run at the end of 2016? I believe you won six out of your last seven games, right?
Yeah, we did, and that's this conference is so tough, you know. And so we started out the season last year 1-3, and you know, it is what it is. It's just such a tough conference, and then we kind of put things together and got on a little bit of a roll, and unfortunately, our season ended when it did. But still, you got to look back on that and you had some success, and you're happy about that. And I think that's kind of leaves those kids in a good place heading forward. And so we jumped right into the summer, and it was kids were excited, and they're continuing to be that way, and which always makes me excited as a coach, because I've definitely had those years in the past where it was kind of doom and gloom, and I think everybody knew that. So it's nice to be on a different side for once.
Well, is it nice having a guy like Miles Emery back on the defensive line? Is that a good place to start?
Yeah, it is. You know, he's a fantastic defensive end. Obviously, he got a lot of accolades last year and a lot of offseason attention with some Division I offers, and ultimately committed to KU and Coach Beatty and Coach Weir. Our good friend Coach Weir is over there. And so that's always exciting when you can get that out of the way for those kids that are those caliber players. Now they can just worry about the season, and they're not having to worry about, you know, 10 or 12 other things. But you know, we have talked a lot, Miles and I, about you know, a lot of his success last year came because we had another really good defensive lineman, and Peter Klug is at the University of South Dakota right now. So Miles is going to have to definitely step up in terms of the run game. We all know that he can rush the passer, and he's probably one of the best in the Metro at doing that. But it's going to be his run game that we're going to really rely upon this year.
Coach, as you approach week one, talk to us a little bit about your running game in 2017 and what are the keys for success of that running game?
Well, one of the keys was, I think, just the back that we had back there. You know, Grant Hamill is a fantastic young man. He can catch the ball on the backfield. He's tough enough to run in between the tackles, and so it was really nice relying upon him. You know, the year 2 years before that, you know, we had a quarterback with us for 2 years, Joey Dolan, who was a pretty good player for us. And so our quarterback last year had the opportunity to really rely on Grant, and Grant stepped up as a junior and had a fantastic season. Our offensive line did as well. You know, that was one of the things when I first got here that's always a struggle is, when you have a kind of a down program, a lot of times associated with that is a down weight room, so to speak. And so, and that just takes time. You know, it takes time for those kids to get bigger and faster and stronger. And so we kind of saw a little bit of a culminating factor of that last year. And so we're excited about going in this year with the ability to maybe not be so one-dimensional where we have to rely on the pass game entirely.
Well, your pass game picked up a new player in the offseason. Graham Mertz comes over, and I know there's a lot of hype around him in terms of recruiting and things like that, but he's getting ready to kind of be a starter for the first time in his career. How has that transition gone, and what kind of things has he brought to your program?
Well, he's a great football player, first and foremost, and I think that's you know, really what drew him here was, you know, what we're doing offensively is really fits his style. And but as you mentioned, you know, he hasn't taken a snap yet, and so he needs to make mistakes. And you know, I know that sounds odd for a coach to maybe say, but he does. You know, he needs to throw some interceptions. He needs to be sacked. You know, he needs to get yelled at. He needs to be coached, and he'll respond. And he's already done that this summer. And those are some of the things that you just can't get as a backup. And you know, it's always tough in some of those positions on the football field where you may be the backup quarterback, but maybe you can't necessarily take reps at a receiver. You know, if you're an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, and a lineman in general, you know, possibility there's nine positions you might be able to play. And a lot of times, you know, if you're working hard and everything's good, you know, a coach is going to find you one of those spots. But that quarterback position is just in and of itself, it's tough, and only one guy can really take those snaps and develop, and it takes a little bit of time and a lot of maturity, but there's no ends or buts about it. He's going to make those strides. It's just going to be a matter of how soon.
Coach, if you were speaking in a clinic in Michigan, how would you describe football in the EKL?
If I was speaking at a clinic in Michigan, I think I'd be talking to a bunch of big linemen that pound the rock, and I would tell them, hey, we got a little bit of that down here in the Midwest as well. I think the EKL, I've been on both sides of the state, and I've seen the football on the suburban side, and I've seen the football in the Sunflower League. I was 1 year, I was at Leavenworth. And, they had Braden Smith there at Olathe South, and I think they just were coming off a state championship. Shawnee Mission West was just kind of coming off a state championship as well when I was there at Leavenworth. And now I've had experience over here in the EKL. Right now, this league is right up there, I think, with that suburban and the top-tier teams in that, from Bishop Miege to Aquinas, our two private schools that we have that are really excelling right now. Our Blue Valley School, Mill Valley's in there, and then we're about the fifth team down the road from those guys. But it's just such a strong league, and even your quote unquote bottom tier teams, they're so well coached. I mean, that's the thing about it. It was a lot like my first year in this league. We went 2-7, but I felt competitive every week, and we don't have that team on our schedule where you can look at it and say, okay, we're going to get a W right here. And that's just kind of a league it is. It makes it a lot of fun, but it's definitely stressful week in, week out. And it makes the season go by fast, I know that much.
Well, it'll be here before you know it. We appreciate you checking in with us before the season gets going, and we will be chatting with you again soon.
I really appreciate it. It's always fun to talk to you guys. It's always an exciting time of the season right now, and hopefully every coach you guys are talking to are in good spirits. I know I am. Once we start playing, I know that always changes. But, Dion, it's great talking to you. Coach Walms, as always, such a pleasure. And I look forward to talking to you guys some point later on in the season.
All right. That's Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. When we come back, we're going to be joined by our own Ryan Wallace. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
In to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Thanks for getting me ice cream at the store.
You're welcome.
It was good. Now, aren't you gonna thank me?
For...
Behold!
Oh my gosh, you put your bowl in the dishwasher.
And the spoon!
I don't deserve you.
Sure you do.
Another real sweet moment brought to you by Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissan, certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, see the same experts who care for the Royals and the Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. And let's go ahead and get back into the football. And we're still a week away from Kansas games, but there's always some good stuff to talk about. We'll bring in our own Ryan Wallace. And Ryan, you know, this is the last year of some of the conference alignments. We had a little bit of movement last year with St. James and Mill Valley coming in to the EKL, but we've got some more movement this upcoming year. Some teams going to the Frontier from the Kaw Valley. We've got some, you know, Gardner coming into the Sunflower. Olathe West, which is playing JV right now, will be coming into the Sunflower, and then a new conference as well. The first thing I want to talk about is the Gardner and Olathe West move in. That's going to make the Sunflower League a 13-team league. I thought 12 was big. I guess 13's fine, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, those two schools, I think, fit really well with what the Sunflower League has become and you know, where their future lies as well. I think we talked about it last week. You know, Gardner-Edgerton, I think, it's a great move for them. I think at least the way that the current Sunflower is set up, I think they immediately become a little bit more competitive. You know, are they going to be up there with Shawnee Mission East and you know, a Lawrence Free State, you know, right out of the gates? No. But I think it keeps them, you know, a little bit more interesting as we get closer and closer to state than they have been in the EKL, where they've just kind of been outmatched the last few years, really ever since Bubba Starling and Trayvon Wrench left. Location-wise, it fits better for them as well, too, because I just feel like they're closer to the Olathe schools than having to go up to Bishop Miege or having to go all the way east to, you know, Blue Valley North, say. And then with Olathe West, I mean, just an unbelievable facility over there. T.J. O'Neill comes over from Mill Valley. I think he was at Mill Valley as a defensive coordinator for 5 years and offensive coordinator the last two, part of two state championships. He's learned under, you know, Joel Appleby, who's one of the best in the business in the entire state. So I'm really intrigued with just everything that Coach O'Neill will have at his disposal at Olathe West, you know, as far as facilities and stuff go, how quickly he can get that program up and running. Because on paper, you put him with that school in that area of Olathe, and you would think that he could be dangerous sooner rather than later.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do when in 2018 with 13 teams, how that all breaks down. Ryan, is there, and Dion, you may know the answer to this also. Is there still pressure by the Shawnee Mission schools that they all get to play each other sometime during the season? I know that was a controversy at one point. Do all the Mission schools play all of the other Mission schools?
I'd have to check on this one this year, and maybe Ryan, you know, but I think when they went to this new pod scheduling system a few years ago, which kind of opened up their schedule, I think they were able to accomplish that because then there were some weeks in there that they didn't have to play another Sunflower League team, and it allowed the Shawnee Mission schools to schedule each other. That being said, I'm not sure if that's exactly how it's gone down. And I get the feeling, just knowing that they're on another new superintendent and they've got a new district AD, I think that some of those things have changed. Ryan, what do you remember out of that?
Yeah, I'm not real sure as far as how the scheduling and everything is set up with the Shawnee Mission schools and how they'll rotate. But you know, I'm kind of with you, Dion. Going to 13 is interesting. Obviously, it's a bigger conference, but they're going to have to really get creative as far as schedule rotations go and stuff, or you could quickly find yourself in some hot water with coaches.
And trying to determine how many conference games, how many games that will determine what a conference champion is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's five now. And the other thing is when you're in conference season, so to speak, there's always going to be somebody playing a non-con. I mean, with 13, you got an odd number, so somebody's on the outside looking in, which opens some scheduling up, I think, for you know, some more EKL games and maybe some cross state line games and that kind of stuff. Well, Coach,
will this in 18 impact the third week of the season and playing the Missouri schools and stuff?
I'm not sure on that, and that's something I need to check as the season goes forward, because I'm not sure if that's going to continue or where they're at on that. That Jason Herman, who's the principal at Olathe North and helped put that together with Brandon Hart. Need to check with both those guys. Brandon Hart, who took the AD job at Green Valley, but here in about 8 months, he'll be back in the Suburban Conference when Green Valley moves in. So it's definitely one of those things. And the Sunflower League is going to be interesting just with that numbers right there. And you know, hey, they may be matching up with the EKL, because the EKL is going to have 9. So if they're in a conference stretch, there's going to be somebody on the outside looking in. And so maybe that's what they're doing. And you saw Miasian, Blue Valley pick up Rockhurst, and there was some more scheduling there. And that's one of the other changes going forward that has allowed that is 4A, which is 4A Division I, will just become 4A. They're going to the same scheduling in terms of, you know, you play your 8 games, and then the 9th game you're seated. And so that it opens those schedules up more. So you're going to see more of set up. Well, and then you look at the teams that are going to the Frontier League. You've got Tonga, you know, DeSoto's coming out, so that drops into 6. Tonganoxie, Bonner, and I'm blanking on the other one. There's 3 of them that are coming in. Tonganoxie, Bonner, Bishop Ward's going to the Crossroads. There's 3 teams coming over from the Kaw Valley, and then the remaining are going to be in the United, I think is what they decided. DeSoto's going there. Baser Linwood, Turner, Lansing, Leavenworth, and then they're bringing in Shawnee Heights. That's kind of an interesting mix of teams, because Bonner kind of bumps up and down. I think DeSoto's getting big enough to go almost 5A. That's going to be – it sounds like it's going to be a 5A league when things go – you know, if Bonner keeps growing and Baser keeps growing. I think Baser's growing too. Doesn't that look like it's going to become like a 5A league, and the other leagues – Frontier's going to be more of a 4A league, Ryan?
Yeah, I think so. I think that when you look at, you know, I was out at Bonner last year. I was out at DeSoto last year. Both of those schools, you can tell, kind of have all the makings of maybe here in the next couple of years going up a classification. That's a league that is interesting just from the standpoint of location. You know, obviously, Shawnee Heights is kind of the oddball there. They've been a Centennial League member for a long time, but obviously they weren't happy there. They fit kind of the style of what they're going to see against the, you know, the Basers and the DeSotos and the Lansings of the world. I think they're probably set a little bit better than some of the other schools that are going to be forming in that league. You know, they're having gone against the Junction Cities and the Manhattans. I just think Coach Swift over there at Shawnee Heights has you know, maybe the program to kind of be the early power in that new league. But I'm really intrigued to see, you know, if, for instance, a school like DeSoto that I saw last year play Bishop Miege, and you could tell they were, you know, a really good program, not to the level of Miege, but maybe if they start competing against Shawnee Heights more often, if they're, you know, playing against, you know, certain schools, like when Lansing gets hot, if Turner makes it back, you know, that's good experience for a school like DeSoto or Baser the same way. When they start playing some of those schools more frequently in the regular season, I think that that's a win-win for all those schools in the league once you get to the playoffs. The question is just going to be, you know, is it all worth it when you start buckling down on travel and things like that? You know, I think from a competitive edge, I think, yes, it's a win-win for all those schools. From a, you know, are fans going to be able to make it to a lot of road games? You know, is there going to be those great rivalries between a Baser and a Shawnee Heights? That's where the question mark is.
I think that if I'm in the Turner position, I really like what we're going to do in 18. I think that's a great move for Turner.
Yeah, I think that, you know, having them with more 5A schools that kind of fit what they do, and that will help that program grow. And you know, they've got their football field is old, but they've got a great facility and they do good things at Turner. It's a school district that's got some challenges because it's in that heart of KCK, or, you know, but I think it's going to be interesting. Piper's the other one that's going to the Frontier. So that really makes that Frontier League a 4A league. And that's probably good for them in terms of scheduling. You know, the United League becomes a mainly 5A league, especially if Bonner bumps back up, which they have been up and down in the 7 years we've been doing Preps KC, and DeSoto's growing. We know that because you see Mill Valley help. I mean, heck, Mill Valley could be you know, a 6A team here before long. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that you could be looking at in 5 to 10 years, you could be looking at all the Blue Valleys up in 6A, Mill Valley up in 6A, St. James and St. Thomas Aquinas in 5A, and Miege in 4A in the EKL. So, I mean, it's, you know, Blue Valley Southwest is probably a ways away, and Blue Valley West has been in that spot for five for a while now. They bumped up for a little bit. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how stuff shakes out over the next 5 years. You know, and we talk about on the Missouri side. Right now we have the Suburban Gold. There's seven teams there, and Rockers. There's eight teams in the Metro that are Class 6. Hey, if you look at the numbers, Liberty and Liberty North are right there. And, you know, I had somebody say to me that Lee Summit was going to drop down to 5, and I'm like, no, I think Liberty and Liberty North are coming up. Park Hill South is not far behind. And depending on what the North Kansas City School District does, one of their schools is probably going up as well. So it's getting – there aren't a lot of new schools that are opening in the Metro. And you know, Blue Valley Southwest is 7 years old, and I don't know – and, Ryan, you would speak to Blue Valley very well. And we know Shawnee Mission's not opening up a new school. They're going to have 5 high schools, and that's the way it's going to be. Blue Valley's probably still a long way from opening up another school, even though they have a ton of land out there.
Yeah, I mean, I live very close to Blue Valley Southwest, and they've still got a ton of room for, obviously, for more students to get into that school, and obviously that's kind of the direction that, you know, new development is heading, is further south and further west. But, yeah, Dion, they've got a long way to go. But one more thing that I just wanted to touch on real quick, going back to that, to the new league, you know, you mentioned Piper getting in there. And obviously, as we were talking about, all these schools have the base and the foundation to probably, you know, move up and get close to that 5A level with a lot of the schools we're talking about. But at least from the immediate next year, you'd have to assume with Piper, with Baser, some of these 4A schools, that might be arguably, let's put Miege aside because they're kind of in a class of their own, that might be one of the best 4A leagues in all of Kansas when just out of the gate in 2018.
Yeah, you had Piper and Tonganoxie to that league. It's you know, it, along with, you know, Lewisburg and Paola and Ottawa and places like that, that was already a tough 4A league,
right?
And you know, Gardner, you know, the funny thing is when we started the radio show 9 years ago, Gardner was still playing in that league. That's what's funny. I mean, it's weird to think that we're not that far removed from Gardner playing in the Frontier League, and now they're in the Sunflower. Well, Ryan, it's always great talking with you, and next week we'll be talking about some games. What do you think about that?
I'm ready for it. Kansas needs to get going.
No doubt about that. We're looking forward to talking with you again. That's our own Ryan Wallace. When we come back, we will close out and start the Missouri Hour. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time, no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
As you're driving today, look around you. The roads and bridges, the high-rises, the stadiums, the Performing Arts Center. Who built them? The highly skilled men and women at the Kansas City Building and Construction Trades. Are you looking to get into a hands-on profession that pays for excellence? Train to be the best. Click on a new career today at beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com.
Race in to the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000, going on now at all 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Choose from over 2,000 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissan certified and pre-owned vehicles. Save thousands with financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Plus, McCarthy's committed to donating $20,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. And visit kccars.com for quick and easy credit approval. Don't miss the 5th Annual McCarthy 2000 at all 9 McCarthy locations.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments. Mm,
this ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, yes it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.